What I'm focused on today is an issue which is a revolution. This issue is, you will talk about for a lot longer than you talk about the issues which you are raising, which I accept are legitimate to be raised. I've answered multiple questions on it today.
And there's been nothing I am focused.
What I have said very clearly is what I am focused on. I'm focused on one of the biggest reforms. When you look back, and you know, you'll be able to write a book maybe on, you know, the period of the Labor government. When you look back and you look at what are the five biggest things that we did, I tell you what, this will be one of them, and that's what makes me proud. Thanks very much.
Like, can we talk about the aristocracy you're creating? And how you're using our taxpayer money in order to fund your traveling expenses? No, we're not going to talk about that. Instead, we're going to talk about how we're getting your money in order to censor you. By the way, here's a question that no one asked. So, in order for the internet to work in Australia, almost every single website is now forced by the government to do robust age verification. Like, in other words, every single Australian citizen, even a 95-year-old that lives alone in his home, when he logs on the internet, he has to dox himself. But here's the interesting part. This service isn't free. Like, the service is not provided by the government, which means that websites have to find partners that do the robust age verification. So, in other words, there are for-profit entities that the government constrains the websites to work with. And there aren't that many, by the way. I checked. In the entire world right now, there's less than a dozen of these companies. And so if you have a website like, I don't know, Nexus Mods, like you just created your website and you're hosting mods there for video games, you now have to work with one of those five companies. And they're not free. Like, they're charging you a lot of money. And what they basically do is they have a system where people show ID, people dox themselves, and then the company says if the person is allowed or not to be on your website. Now, right now is just the beginning, right? Like, there's not a lot of scandal, but imagine like 10 years down the line, what happens if these websites form a cartel? Like, they all decide, in order for you to benefit from our services, you have to follow our TOS, because we want to protect our brand. And they can put literally whatever they want in their TOS, because they're a private company, right? They can do whatever they want. And so they can have a ban on hate speech, they can have a ban on certain political takes. And if they find out that your platform is violating these things, well, they can just pull their services, and now your website is illegal in these countries like Australia. So again, picture Gab, or picture Parler. Like, you have a social media website that becomes popular, and all of a sudden, in order to comply with Australian regulations, and probably by then it's going to be other countries like the European Union, Canada, even some American states want to push for this. And so in order for that website to basically exist on the internet, it will have to associate itself with these age verification software programs. And they're going to have to pay a very expensive monthly fee, and they're going to have to comply with all these regulations. And what happens if, like, these websites, these software say, yeah, if you have any hate speech, we're just not going to provide you the service. And if you have only four or five options on the entire internet, an activist group can simply target these robust age verification software programs and basically force them. It's like, oh, why are you providing service to this? Why are you associating with that? Why are you doing this and that? And then the service can be pulled out. Now, you may say that I'm exaggerating, but I will ask you, like, what law would prevent them from doing this? Why would it be illegal? I mean, they can basically say, we're a private company, we can do whatever we want. You know, we don't want to do business with Parler because it posts stuff that's offensive and it's a risk to our brand. I mean, this was literally done in the past, right? When you had the big tech cracking down on Parler, or when you have Cloudflare deciding to drop support for a website. Are there any laws that prevent them from doing this? Is there any scandal when it's happening? Of course not. Like, the government literally created a market that didn't have to exist. Like, up until now, these softwares that offered robust age verification where a person has to show a selfie of themselves or to show a digital ID or to show a passport in order to access Google. Like, these companies didn't have a market. Like, no one required these types of services unless maybe you're in China. And all of a sudden, like, these services are essential if you actually want to operate a website on the mainstream internet in Australia, in UK, probably the European Union in the future, and many other countries, right? Like, all of a sudden, they're indispensable. And as I mentioned, when you look at the number, very few of them exist. If one of them gets hacked, if data get breached, there's no major punishment for them as far as I can see. Like, Discord was working with one, and Discord's company recently got hacked. So yeah, like, Discord made an announcement and they went like, oopsie, you know, change your mail, change your passwords. The hack isn't that big. And then it turned out that no, actually the hack was pretty big. But, you know, life goes on, and I suppose, like, that information now is on the dark web. And the thing is, like, I said it before, when a person gets hacked, and let's say their username and password is now on the dark web, that's pretty bad, right? But, you know, you can fix it. You can just change username, you can just change password, like, that's fine. If someone gets hacked and their credit card has been leaked, well, now that's even worse, but it's not the end of the world. I mean, most banks, as far as I know, they have like a finite number on how much money you can extract with online banking. And so the damage is going to be contained, still going to be significant, you know, but you can still go to your bank and change your credit card. You can lock the account. What happens when your social security number, your ID, your face, everything gets leaked? Was this even considered by the Australian lawmakers? Did Australia even talk about this on their television network? Like, is this not a concern anymore? Do we not care about data theft at all? You know, my advice to parents is to ask their kids how to bypass this shit. Because I guarantee to you, like, the kids, they're going to know. Like, I've seen some very interesting ways of bypassing this robust age verification. And if you're an adult, right? Like, this law allegedly is not for you. Like, it's to keep children safe. It's not to prevent adults from using the internet. And so, do not give them your ID. Like, whatever you do, never give your ID online to any of these robust age verification websites that we don't trust. I don't know who made them. What you know, like, I have this conversation online with a Christian, which, by the way, like, I've also noticed that most Christians are now quiet. Like, the astroturfing campaign has gone down. You still have the porn websites up, right? Like, you still have Pornhub up. You still have, like, all of the smut on the internet up. But immediately after these robust age verification laws has passed, all of the content creators, all of the Christian content creators, they're not talking about this anymore. They're not concerned about pornography anymore. They're not bringing it up. Like, they're all fine. Which, again, like, legitimizes the fact that I definitely believe this was AstroTurf. Like, I definitely think that a lot of bots were involved. A lot of content creators got paid. But regardless, I had this conversation with a guy that had a cross in the bio. And he was basically accusing me of wanting to endanger children because I don't agree with the Australian lawmaker. Like, I from Romania, who has a government that actually called this law retarded, right? Like the Romanian people think that this is retarded. I don't want to protect children because I don't want to import the bullshit from Australia into my nation. And my response to him was like, look, I think you're underage. Like, I think you're mentally retarded if this is how you understand the conversation. And so there is a huge risk that you may be under 18. And I don't want to talk about pornography and have adult conversations with a person that's underage. And so I want you to show me your ID so that I can know I'm talking with a person over the age of 18. And for some reason, they refused. Like earlier, they said, oh, well, it's kind of like showing the ID to a bar. It's like, well, if it's like showing the ID to a bar, show me your ID. Because if we were face to face, right? Like if I'm talking with someone in real life and they say, show me your ID, like, oh, okay, fine. You know, like I can pick it up and show it to them. But like for some reason, he didn't want to show me his ID. Why do you think that is? So like, let me get this straight. Like he wouldn't show me his ID, but he is more than happy to show his ID when he wants to log in Discord and do the robust age verification. How does that work? Yeah, no, my advice for adults is to do absolutely everything in your power to avoid showing ID. If you must dox yourself by showing your face and you don't want to buy one of those Halloween masks or something like that, or use a video game character, like that's fine. You know, dox yourself by showing your face. But whatever you do, never under any circumstance show your government-issued ID or digital ID or anything they do in order to access social media. Like, use any other trick. Use anything else, right? Like, the law is for keeping children off the internet. If you're an adult, you're not a child. And so, like, the spirit of the law is not for you, allegedly, right? So, like, surely the government is not going to be upset. I don't live in Australia. I don't care, right? Like, I'm in a completely different country, and at the end of the day, VPNs exist, Tors exist. Like, I will do absolutely everything for malicious compliance to the max. I do consider internet privacy and the very concept of the government treating everyone as if they're a criminal until they prove to be otherwise is something that we used to laugh at China for doing. Like, it's against the concept of liberty and freedom. There were wiretapping laws designed specifically to prevent this. Any type of person that tries to persuade me otherwise is either a paid shield, astroturfing, or is mentally challenged. Let me know what you guys think, though. And as usual, I'll see you in the comment section. Take care.